Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik. Co-host Gil G will be joining us very shortly. And I say we kick this shit off with a little fucking BCC Black Country Communion with, of course, self-titled track, Black Country Communion.
Oh, the black country.
Motherfuckers, up next, Tommy Wilmer, the legend. May this man's soul rest in peace. And I don't normally say something like that, but this motherfucker is, was, and always will be a god of fucking metal and rock. The late, great Ronnie James Dio. Here we go with Holy Diver.
Midnight.
Eye Motherfuckers up next. Now, this is a band that I learned of through that metal show on VH1 Classic. They go by the name of Ghost. They are from fucking Sweden. Yo, here we go. This is Satan Prayer. Next, Now, this chick right here, Miss, she is the daughter of a fucking legend. The daughter of Steve Harris, bassist for Iron Maiden. This is Lauren Harris with Steal Your Fire.
Cracker.
Not much there, nigga. besides, you know, Meta Champions being a horrible pay-per-view tonight.
Yeah, fuck you, WWE. You keep screwing up pay-per-views.
Man, the only good match is the Divas match.
Well, as far as I can see, that would be correct.
I mean, at least finally a fucking title actually fucking changed hands. And Daniel Bryan beat fucking Randy Orton. Even though we're going to be hearing, that was a fast count. You don't think
yeah,
that was
but
a title.
Made, they made it so clear to, like, that they're going to, you know, challenge it for the fact that the referee went boom, boom, boom. While the crowd was like, one, two, and he's already done counting.
But so from what you heard, man, what'd you think of that track I just played?
Oh, it was just wonderful.
Oh yeah, bud. Lauren Harris, she is the daughter of a legend. No, man, Lauren Harris, is like I said, she's the daughter of a legend. She's actually the daughter of bassist and founding member of Iron Maiden, Steve Harris.
Well, there you go. Of course she would start doing music then.
And she's been doing music for a while now, since 2005.
Still doesn't change the fact that that's why she's doing music.
Yeah, she even worked with David Grohl, fucking like a few other motherfuckers out there. So that's gotta give her fucking credit. I mean, hey, you know, it's not easy, you know, being in a band and then, you know, and following, you know, the steps, you know, following the act that, you know, your father, you know, who's a part of fucking Iron Maiden has, you know, has done and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's whatever. They gotta do their own thing.
Yeah, she definitely is, man. I mean, that track is what she put up her solo, her first solo album. But there is a EP coming out with her band, 6 Hour Sundown. And our boy showed up, except he didn't stay that long.
Who's that?
David.
David? That's because he's too wound up on Facebook here.
Well, like I said in the room, and I'm saying this now, tonight we're only taking, if anybody decides to call in, we are only taking requests for metal and rock tracks. All other requests we'll be turning into toilet paper for a fat chick to wipe her ass with.
Okay, then. Why? Did somebody request something?
No, I'm stating it right now, just for anybody that does a call in. Because people don't, you know, seem to really realize when we say House of Metal, it's only metal and rock. And yet they still decide to request, like, fucking ICP. I mean, hell, come on, hell, it's a metal night. Let's see. What did Chris play? Oh, yeah, ICP.
Damn, man, you still hanging on to that?
Yes.
That was, like, probably, like, a year ago.
Hey, my man, come on, man, fucking. I mean, I know the motherfucker is slow. But even he should be able to understand the terms metal and rock only.
I don't think he understands very many things.
Well, since we have Ghetto G here. I think it's time we play the track for all the Star Wars fans. Don't you think so, Ghetto?
Let's go for it.
So here we go. Emir with R2 Deep Throat. Put that together.
Yeah. Grumpy Cat wasn't too happy. But
and
whatever the hell she was doing to it.
Yeah. Oh. Like I said, she was trying to put it in a fucking... Well, first, I was just trying to put some kind of ribbon around it. And then start putting it on fucking Fort Nelson.
That's what I'm saying, man. What the fuck was she putting on it?
It was supposed to be a ribbon. Because apparently she wants the cat to look nice for the wedding.
Wow. Putting her cat in the wedding.
It happens. People will just be retarded.
I didn't know her boobs were that big.
Yeah, man, she's got some big old titties.
just like her dad.
God damn. Of course you would point out he has big titties.
Man, he just so happened to walk in the house, man. I was talking about big boobs, and there's a big-ass motherfucker right there.
It was Ariana, a.k.a. Cameron. Just having a little fucking panic attack.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, you must. Yeah, you must. You must have just started the show.
Well, from what I could see, it's the beginning of the show.
Well, I'm in. Let's see, I'm halfway through the show.
For the second time.
No, this is actually the first time I'm watching it, because the entire time I was actually watching, Night of Champions.
You were watching Night of Champions? Well, then how the hell did you see the full Nelson part then?
Because it came on at 10, and the minute that ended, I started watching us. And since I have it recorded, I skipped through the commercials. I don't feel like watching commercials.
I see.
Oh, Ghetto, since you don't want to hear, is there anything that you want to hear?
Since I'm here. Yeah, I'm always here. The only one ever here.
I mean, we got Otep, El Nino, Led Zeppelin, Santero.
I don't know. Go ahead and play something by El Nino.
Sounds good. Let me get up to the El Nino. And I'll play some again. A couple more Machine Head tracks while I'm at it. Man, like, this entire fucking soundboard is decked out in metal. And I say we go with, let's see. We'll
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to upload Buck Cherry to the soundboard.
That's all right. We really don't need him.
Well, I mean, I've got Josh Todd's solo tracks up on the soundboard.
You have solo tracks, but you don't have the band.
Well, I did manage to get my hand on the album that was released in Japan.
Oh. That seems exciting.
Well, no, I mean, what it is the fact that, you know, like when Buck Cherry first, you know, got back together, their album 15, you know, like, you know, like so many labels like, turned them down and said, nah, like, nah, it's not going to be able to happen, blah, blah, blah. And then they turned around and fucking, you know, did their own thing and released the album in Japan. Proving every single label wrong.
I would just like to point out that it was funny as hell that they just watched Brie Bella fall over on her crutches.
Yeah, they didn't even bother helping her up. Well, they helped her up, but they just stood there for a second, like, yep.
There was all these people around her, and they all just watched her fall. That's some type of shit you would do.
Yeah, that'd be funny as all hell. Some Buck Cherry's up being uploaded to the soundboard. I mean, I'll be honest, I only got, like, as a band, my only favorite trip, my only favorite track of them as a band is fucking Crazy Bitch.
I'm sure that's the only track anybody likes.
Well, I haven't really listened to, like, you know, their first album yet, so.
That's pretty much the only song I know.
I mean, they got the self-titled album, Buck Cherry. Let's see. It has, like, a few good tracks. Some of them is, like, Crushed, Lit Up. I mean, I haven't heard them yet, but I'm just, you know, they got a track called Dead Again.
Oh, wait, I take that back. That wasn't Brie Bella. It was Nikki. My bad.
Yeah, I could told you that one. I mean, the fucking... But then again, you know, I'm pretty sure...
Excuse me, mister, I correct everything you say wrong. You didn't correct me. You just let me keep going.
Yeah, but then again, I'm pretty sure that they're only, like, the only reason why they didn't help was, you know, they probably figured, oh, she fell, you know, her fucking boobs, you know, will be there, you know, to catch her.
That's what they think, man. Hit hard enough, man, she will just explode.
Hey, look, we have 801 with us.
Well, I wonder who that is. Munch,
oh,
munch.
I wonder who it is, too. Who else calls you that's from the 801?
Destiny Munch Munch.
Hey, shut up.
Well, Destiny, I'm going to tell you right now, if you make any requests, you cannot request anything psychopathic tonight.
Why? Oh, hey, how about some Johnny Pool? That is not psychopathic.
There we go. It's a good request.
Bodies.
That's a good one. Anyway, we have every request by Giant Pool. What the fuck?
What's here? Anything off of the first album besides Bodies?
Sir, Sinner, Drowning Pool. Oh my gosh! Come on now, Bodies. It's a bomb song, okay?
Well, let's make the Bodies hit the floor then.
We get up to that track. I thought you gotta find it again.
Shit.
Because, one, something's wrong with her.
Hey, we know something's wrong with me.
Two, something's wrong with her. Three, something's wrong with her.
There we go.
Let the bodies hit the floor. 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 We'll be right back.
And
the one thing I don't get is, you know what,
she requests a song, and then she talks through the whole thing. Like,
I know, right?
What?
Talk about you, the fact that you, you know, you request a track, but then you're talking through the entire track.
How do you know?
Because we can hear you.
How can you hear me? Does that mean everybody can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They heard about you guys castrating people.
Oh, hey. Sorry, man. Sorry, dog.
Hey, next time, then, I'll, like, put it on you.
Now she's learning. There we go.
Yeah.
The mute button used to be my friend. It still kind of is when I'm at Quantel, but...
Nah, you get it, partner. We just talking. Hold on.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah. My bad, man. I was just talking out loud. I didn't know that you could hear us, man. But you good, man. We just, you know, there's some crazy people out there talking about trash, so we just talking about what we do together, man. But the song just drives up some emotions, man.
It really does.
It's all good. But,
I try to keep it clean, man, because I know we're on the phone with you and everything. I know you ain't going to hear about trash right in my body.
Say on there.
What?
Oh, you know, it ain't gotta be clean. We don't give a fuck. I mean, you know, we're not censored up on here. Not, you know, we're not the WWE. We're not PG.
Yeah, I feel you. Nah, you handle your business, man. I try to keep it clean over here, man. I didn't know you could hear us, man. It's all good. I try to keep it clean. I know what y'all. You trying to do your job, though.
Yeah. No, it's all good. Man, it's all good.
Yeah, you good, man. I'm getting back to Desi, though, so just want to get that cleared up. I'm going to try to keep it clean over there, man, so, you know, it's all good. You good, man. I'm going to get back to Desi.
So sorry.
But no, be no good, but, you know, I think it's funny how, like, you know, whenever somebody requests it from the drawing pool, they always request the same track. Body.
Kind of like it,
because
like
that
request,
is the most known song by them.
That is not the most well known song by them. You got Sinner. You got
Sinner.
You got fucking All Over Me. You got Reminder. You got Pity. You got Mute. You got I Am. Like the entire album of Sinner.
Why don't you? Why don't you just name the whole album?
Sinner, Salmon, those are two good songs.
And then Sinner, there's no track called
Sinner. I personally like the Sermon track.
Yeah.
Sermon, it's pretty good. Hey, he has a request, so here you go.
Hey, man, how you doing?
We doing
hey,
good.
Are you actually going to listen to the song, man? You just going to leave?
Oh, yeah, I'm actually.
You requested.
Yeah, I'm actually going to listen to this song because I listen to rock music and I like it. So, you know, 2 weeks by All That Remains?
Right, well, All That Remains, not really, but I can get them up on the soundboard.
Okay, so the song is called 2 Weeks and it's by All That Remains.
Ah, man, I'll get that track downloaded and uploaded to the soundboard for you.
All right.
Hey.
You got another one for Disturbed. Down with the Sickness. He has that song under that.
We have everything Disturbed up on the soundboard, including myself, Ghetto G, and you.
Okay, Down with the Sickness.
Wait, hold on. What's that going to do?
Anyway, here we go. Disturbed, Down with the Sickness.
Tits is popping out of her fucking shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I tell you, that's my show. Maybe that's my show. I was watching that shit earlier.
Total Divas. Total Divas. What the fuck?
I was watching that earlier, man. That's my show, dog.
Hey, your friend found out something new today.
I'm just saying, though. Nikki be having her going out, though. I'm just saying.
Man, that was so wrong.
Yeah, I think Nicky did have a hands out, man. But hey, man, what else you got in your arsenal? Man, I knew with that.
What happened?
What else you got? What else you got in your music, man?
Yeah, we have a shitload. I mean, we even got old school shit. We got Alice Cooper. We got fucking Led Zeppelin, Ozzy, Black Sabbath.
You got Bon Jovi up in there?
Hey, guy, what up on his lap?
Bon Jovi, he asked.
I bet you I'm bored.
He still wants to hear the 2 weeks, all that remains.
I'm actually uploading that right now, so that should be up on here in a bit.
All right. Hey, is David listening tonight? Please say he's not.
He was when he left.
What happens if he
Yay! He's mad. I don't like David.
I mean,
everybody,
I mean, like,
if you
want, I mean, like, I go tell
him, you know, you're I'm not on Facebook Joe anymore. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I finally added ghetto.
Yeah, what the fuck were you thinking?
He accepted it.
Yeah, I was like, why the hell is she adding me, man? She don't even like me.
I don't know, man, but, all right, so here we go. All that remains, 2 weeks.
Here we go. I stand alone.
Let's go, 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 go
And we're back.
So, get on, let me ask you something. How would you feel if you had Damien Sandow at your wedding?
All I could say is, you're welcome.
But I'd say, fuck that, get the fuck out.
I wouldn't have no problem with that.
And now I'm watching this shit, and Damien Sandow fucking takes the stage and says, ladies and gentlemen, the wedding is about to commence.
Of course they have him do that.
I don't even know. And the fucking music they chose is absolutely horrible. Hey, look, I see Trent Beretta, fucking Justin Gabriel got invited. I think, looks like, I don't know, I think I could have sworn I saw Michael Cole in there somewhere.
So, do you have any Black and White or Cold by Static X?
You see what I got up on here by Static. If not, I'll upload it. I have a shit little Static X on my computer. I mean, I did upload Static X to the soundboard. I just don't know if I uploaded those tracks. Let's see. We go up to Static X. Yep, I have both Black and White and Cold.
Well, you should play Cold then.
Here we go.
And we're back. And Ghetto Man, I gotta say this right now, it seems like this episode of Total Divas has had more titties in it than the past episodes.
I would just like to point out the fact that from some angles, even Marie looks fucking disgusting.
And I would also like to point out before fucking Natalya gets married, she brushes her fucking father's beard.
Well, that's nice for her. She can come brush my beard.
But I mean, no, but I mean, shit, but then you get tits from fucking Eva Marie, Natalia's big old tits.
You got a show full of females, and you're just now realizing it's filled with
tits. No, I ain't done yet. And then, of course, you got fucking Jim, the Evil Nine Hearts, fucking tits in there, too.
Of course, you gotta throw that in there now.
Like, holy shit. Wait, I mean, yeah, I don't mind fucking Natty's tits and all them, but his tits, no. Fuck out of here with that shit. And yeah, I was actually right. The fucking cat was a part of the wedding because while fucking Nineheart's, you know, walking his daughter down the aisle, one arm you got him, and in the other arm, Natalya has the cat in her arm.
Hey, ghost of future, man. Why don't you relax and just let me watch this episode? Like it's slowly getting to that point where you've already seen.
Well, how about this? We're going to another track, so you can do that. And let's see. You know, let's go to a nice long track. When I say long, I mean long. Probably one of the longest tracks in history. Well, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
to heaven.
And we are back. Hey, you know, if we knew, that's all we're taking, but I would have played that track fucking minutes ago. Man, I played Stairway to Heaven. She left.
But she didn't go to heaven, though.
No. She went to your page.
She went to my page? What is that supposed to mean?
She was like, fuck heaven, I'm adding Ghetto G. Probably the worst mistake she ever made.
Jeez.
Well, I'm just saying, but I mean, you know, as long as she has a high tolerance for half naked women over and over.
Yeah. If not, but, we won't be friends for very long.
But of course, you had a full fucking Destiny with your phone. She's still on my list, and again, I don't bother talking to her. It's all quiet up on here. Ghetto G.
The fuck just happened? Did you kick me off the line, you asshole?
Man, hold up. Dude, I was pissing. How the fuck am I supposed to be able to kick you off the line if I'm pissing?
Well, what the fuck happened, man? Nobody was saying anything.
I have no clue. All I know is that I start pissing, and then you start talking like Destiny all loud into the phone, and then goes quiet.
All loud into the phone. The hell are you talking about?
Like how fucking Destiny usually does when she calls and they talk in like, I'll close to the phone and shit.
You see that, man? You make that wisecrack about my page and then the demons come out.
Oh, bud.
They took over my phone and they start screaming at you.
Yeah, damn it, demons. Man, we get enough of that from Destiny.
Yeah, why is it, man? Every person that was over there, man, they were really close to the phone.
I have no idea.
Do they not know how to talk on the telephone?
Probably not. So how do you feel about the fact that Total Divas would be back in November?
This is probably, like, maybe the second episode I've watched in this.
Man, I've watched every single episode.
I'm sure you have.
Eh, what up?
So how come John Cena didn't show up?
What, for the wedding?
Yeah.
Because John Cena had plans with his family.
Oh. What an asshole.
I think what's funny is
about that. How tall is Natalya?
I don't know.
Man, because I always thought Tyson Kidd was a really short dude.
Let's find out.
But
he is.
But he's taller than her.
Yeah, she's 5'6".
Damn.
Oh, wait, no, 5'5".
Wow, I didn't realize he was actually that tall.
Tyson Kidd is...
like 5'7", 5'8", or something.
5'10".
5'10". I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, he looks short.
Real short dude. Yeah.
Man, I bet you anything when he comes back, while getting Triple H and all them are going to be like, you're too short. You can't go for the WWE title either.
Man, they never let that dude do anything.
Hell no. Well, of course not. He's been injured.
He's in the same boat as the Usos.
Yep. Yeah, man, for getting Yeah, apparently Tyson Kidd suffered a torn knee meniscus and was required a 6 to 12 month hiatus to recover.
I see. Not like anybody really cared about him anyway, but.
So I wonder if AJ will finally be a part of this new season of Total Divas.
He's probably angry then to tell you got a better career than he does.
Either that, or hoping that his tits won't get as big as her father's.
What the hell happened to that dude, man? That dude got fat as hell.
Not just that, because during the fucking wedding, man, you're gonna see fucking Dean Malenko. That motherfucker got bald as a motherfucker.
Jeez, man, when the hell does that take place? I didn't see no Dean Malenko.
During the wedding ceremony.
I think that just happened. I don't remember seeing him.
Yeah. He was one of the ones sitting down, like, bald as a motherfucker.
He was about to slap Damian Sandow on the clover leaf. So look at these idiots, man. They're not even out with anybody, man. They're just sitting in a restaurant alone. This doesn't look like family time.
Man, that was like a few minutes ago. They were with the family.
So what the hell happened to her, man? Why she got crutches?
Nikki? I think she has a torn muscle, I believe it is, or fractured muscle in her knee. Yeah, she's got a fractured tibia. Not a tibia, tibia.
Nah, she didn't fracture them titties yet.
Man, is it even possible to fracture titties?
Well, that one chick that was on the challenge at one point, man, she had implants and she jumped in the water and she popped one.
Well, yeah, she popped them, but she didn't fracture her titties.
I'm sure you could fracture your titty, man.
Oh, man, you know what? There we go. There's a next question for Facebook. Is it possible for a chick to fracture her titties?
Why is it everything has to do with titties, though?
I have no idea.
Like, if you have fake boobs and you're pregnant, do your boobs still get bigger? Can you fracture your titty?
Well, I think it's because of the fact that one time I said fresh tibia and you thought I said tidia.
So I'm just saying, every time you post something on Facebook, it's always something about titties.
Yeah, because you know what? Because these are need to know questions.
And then nobody answers our fucking questions. Look at John Cena. He got a big yellow eye.
Yeah, and a vibrator because of Nikki.
What?
Man, if you go back, John is literally holding a fucking vibrator and asking Nikki, who is this for?
On the fritz.
Coming up later on in the show, we're
going to
be talking with Nikki's man, John Cena, the new grand TJ. John Uso,
and we actually have a surprise guest that we're going to be bringing out a little bit later that's going to stir the pot a little bit. So stick around for that. You do not. Yeah, stir the pot a little bit. We guess. You mean Triple H saying, this is not good for business. I don't think Triple H has to say what the fuck is good for business.
No, what the hell does he care? He's just running things and fucking Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's living by herself. If JoJo wants to live, somebody to live, you know, JoJo can move in with me. She could definitely live with me.
I would say no. Man, why the hell is it, man, Eva Marie, man? She's not even that hot looking on this show.
I don't know.
But then, like, you see some pictures, she actually looks real hot and shit, but not on this show.
Maybe that's the point, man. Maybe they're trying to make her look ugly in, on TV, but in pictures. Looks like he's all hell.
Well, what's the point in that?
I have no clue. Ask Eva Marie.
I'd ask her. I'll go ask her if I could shampoo her red hair.
I can see it now. Eva Marie, can I shampoo your red hair?
Well, she's not bald, so I can't ask her if I could lick her head.
Oh, hold on, wait. I think. Well, I mean, you could ask her if you could lick her eyebrows, you know, to make sure that they're real or not.
But they are real, man. They're not a different color or anything, or real thin. Those are real eyebrows, man. Now go to a bitch that got actually, you know, drawn on eyebrows and say that.
So what about
damn, baby, that? Can I lick your eyebrow off? Man, you hook up with a chick that got fake eyebrows and all this shit or whatever, man. You wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Like, who the fuck is that?
The fact that Jarrett kind of taught you how to wrestle a little bit means a little physicality, kind of, doesn't it? A little bit?
Jarrett
and I did wrestle together, actually. We had a physical connection.
But did you notice that, you know, after SummerSlam, after, you know, Ziggler and Caitlyn won their match, Caitlyn has not been seen for a while?
Probably getting more plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I did like knee tension from Jarrett and TJ after his injury, which literally almost ended his career.
I tell you so. Speaking of hoes, remember remember that girl that we were commenting on her picture yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, after like a million comments later, and then after that Eddie dude posting that girl was hers, or his, my bad. And then, but on top of that, like, that girl's with that other dude, and then that dude that was claiming her had a girlfriend, and then today, that girl's posting up more pictures saying she's single.
That bitch is a fucking hoe.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you got a boyfriend, and then you got some dude claiming you for some reason, and today you're single.
Who the fuck knows? There's so many hoes on Facebook nowadays.
Who's a hoe on Facebook?
You're a fucking hoe on Facebook. No, who is it?
Whatever. Who do you think this is?
The voices in my head that I wish would go away.
I'm your conscience.
Oh, hell no, you ain't.
You say I am.
I'd have to kill myself if that was the case.
Hey, you can't kill your conscience or else you'll be dead too.
Exactly my point.
Do you want to kill yourself now?
If you were my conscience, yes.
He said if I was his conscience, he'd kill himself.
Now, you see, here's the thing with me. Good thing about me is you're definitely not my conscience because I have no conscience.
Everyone has a conscience.
He doesn't have a heart either, man.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I don't have a heart anymore. It's been broken so much that it's gone.
He ain't got
There's
no
an
soul.
Icebox there.
Really? Did you really just do that?
What did I just do?
You. Yeah, you know what you did.
No, I didn't.
Come on, Havoc, sing it out for her.
Ah, she used the word.
No, motherfucker.
No, I didn't.
Come on, Havoc, you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry, I was, you know, kind of, you know, on that fucking, on the hoe's titties.
Oh, we'll forget you.
But I don't know. What's even funnier about that chick is, you know, and that whole fucking new picture, but she's saying that she's single. She tags in all these fucking guys, including Eddie Murphy.
Wait, Eddie Murphy, man, what the hell?
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Now it finally clicked.
Yeah, man. That's the dude's name, Eddie Murphy.
Hey, there's a Christopher Brown on my Facebook.
Yeah, you might want to delete him.
Yeah, he might hit you.
He might hit me. I don't know if he looks like he would.
So
but then
even,
if he hit me,
he even looks
he'd
like
die. If he hit me, he'd die. I'd kill him.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's funny how Yaz has hit me up saying that he's never heard of again, that he never heard of Shared Lloyd before.
Heard of who?
Shared Lloyd.
I've never heard of him.
Shared Lloyd's not a dude; it's a chick. It's kind of obvious. It's kind of obvious that you said, you know, he never heard of her because he's called her a him.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Nah, yo, fucking Shared Lloyd's dope as fuck. I mean, you know, if this was a Metal Knight, I'd play a fucking track by her, but it's Metal Knight, so she don't get played.
What's the name of that one song by Pantera? Is it called Walk?
Yep, there's Walk, there's Cowboys of Hell.
You should play that song. For hashtag respect squad.
Yes. Definitely, here we go. Respect squad, here you go.
Why?
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah.
Have some respect for yourself.
That's the fuck the respect squad. But I don't even know, fucking... I don't know, those motherfuckers are just retarded.
Peanut butter jelly, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you watching peanut butter jelly for?
That's what they said they used to call each other.
To say the very least.
Let's see, let's go on a track here, so what we get. Total D was finished up all up here.
Well, here you go. You could either play Enter Sandman by Metallica or Voodoo by Godsmack.
Well, since I'm already at Godsmack, might as well go with Voodoo. We get to it. There we go.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Thank you.
And we're back. Kind of.
Better press stop.
Yeah, that's definitely a long track. I mean, semi-long anyways. I mean, you got that entire fucking pause between it. But I mean, I think Enter Sandman is a little bit longer, though, than either way.
Yeah, it's a pretty long song.
Yeah, it most definitely is. But it's a good track, though. Again, so was, I can't remember the name of it now. The band,
yeah,
yeah. Good,
good song.
The band Gojira. they have some long tracks.
Never even heard them.
Yeah, most people really haven't. I mean, I've heard of them. I just never really gave a listen to them too much. Well, until they started promoting them up on that metal show.
Uh-huh. See that?
But, I think Enter Sandman is the one track I didn't upload from Metallica yet, though. I mean,
are you serious? You don't have that track uploaded?
Well, I mean, I uploaded like a few different Metallica tracks up onto the soundboard. Like,
you're from a Bloodrun Black.
What?
As Blood Runs Black.
Take three.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out the fucking thing.
I can't understand.
I was just saying something about black.
Blood runs black.
Something runs black.
As blood runs black.
And what is that?
Play some As Blood Runs Black.
What the fuck is that by?
It's a band.
Oh.
In Dying Day.
Oh, we don't have them.
Well, you can get them.
I've never even heard of them. Till now.
Well, they're bombs, so. It's on YouTube.
Damn YouTube.
Yeah. I think it's funny how we're talking about Metallica. She's just talking about some unknown band that nobody knows about.
The Unforgiven. Part 2.
It's a movie.
Unforgiven Part 2.
Well, The Unforgiven Part 1.
It used to be a WWE pay-per-view, too.
Yeah, bud. And then they got rid of that.
Oh, my gosh. Just pissing me off.
Does that make you angry?
Yes. Play Unforgiven by Metallica, Part 2, though.
You can have Part 1. I'm uploading that right now.
Play Part 2.
Part 1, someone's better than Part 2.
Huh?
In Part 1, someone's better than Part 2.
Part 2 is better than Part 1.
No, Part 1 is definitely the original.
Alright, whatever.
Well, obviously, it's the original.
Well, I mean, yeah, that. Or, you know, we go with what's already up on the soundboard, because I don't have Part 2 up there yet. So just since Part 2 didn't really come out until, 97, 98. I mean, there are good tracks, Supportive, Reload, I mean, like, Fuel, The Memory Remains. I'm just never big on The Unforgiven Part 2.
But I'm trying to think what else we have on us. And we also got Judas Priest.
Are you gonna play it?
Did I not just say I'm uploading it? Did you not pay attention?
Obviously.
Is your phone too loud for your ear?
Of course, I have the phone held to my ear.
Wow. That's not even what he said.
What? What did he say then? I'm sorry, I'm playing with the lighter, okay?
Oh, great. There goes the house.
No, there goes the house. There goes the house and her.
There goes the neighborhood.
You know, I think it's funny. I think the one band I have not uploaded to the soundboard yet, and I didn't even download, which I thought about doing, but I think I way too many. But Kiss. I didn't even get their shit downloaded yet.
What? You didn't want to sit there and download all those albums? Why not? You like to download everybody else's albums.
Oh, no. I mean, I definitely want to download all their fucking albums, like every single album by Kiss.
I'm surprised you don't have any.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a shocker. And I want Chinese food.
Of course you do.
Oh, all right, what
that
do is it?
What that got to do with anything right now?
Who fucking knows what that's got to do with anything with, but, I want some Chinese food.
Want to go get some damn Chinese food?
I'm about to, from my freezer.
Ew.
What are you eating
Chinese
about?
Chinese food, bro. It's egg rolls.
He goes, Chinese food is gross except for the egg rolls. Well, that you realize that consists of being Chinese food.
What?
Chinese food is
shut up.
But here you go.
Leave me alone.
It's not for
I can't help that I'm freaking blonde and dumb sometimes. Oh, my gosh, I just found a secret pocket in my wallet I didn't know about.
Finally, she admitted to being dumb. That's all I wanted.
How did
right?
I just
like, holy shit. And now.
I'm awake. I'm here.
Well, obviously, you're awake. You're talking.
No, that was awesome. No, like, okay, my lighter is in my lap. And I was messing around with my wallet, right? And I found a secret compartment. And then all of a sudden, I, like, burnt myself on my wrist. What is that noise? Ah! Oh, how rude! I just put that song on as I'm talking.
Shut up.
See what might have been. What I said.
How the fuck you lose a pet snake for a month?
That was random. I don't know.
Take the phone with your mouth.
If you have a pet snake and shit, and then it just disappears, and you have no idea.
Fuck if I know. I don't even know. I didn't know that was possible.
Wait, how do you just lose a snake in your damn house for a month?
I don't even know.
Well, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and ask Rabbit if you would like.
It'd be funny if the fucking snake just came out and just, you know, tried to eat her.
That's what the one chick said, man. She's like, now I can go to sleep without worrying about the snake trying to eat me. You know, waking up halfway in the snake.
Well, apparently she has him back again.
Yeah. Apparently he was just chilling on top of a cage or something.
I never realized that was funny.
I just heard that sitting on top of a cage part. Hola, ¿cómo estás? You still there?
No, we died.
Maybe if we be quiet and go away.
Hello.
You know, like I said, you know, I think it's dope how about four tracks off of Kill 'Em All by Metallica was actually co-written with Dave Mustaine of course, Megadeth.
Yeah.
Dave Mustaine what?
Dave Mustaine is his name. He's a part of Megadeth, but actually before being part of Megadeth, he was actually part of Metallica as well.
Maybe
our gym. I hate it when I didn't know about that.
Girl's so scary.
I'm gonna take them off. And then my other thing is really good. Crunch, and then eat. Pisses them off.
Hey, Crunch Girl, shush.
What?
Destiny Munch Munch.
What?
I said Captain Crunch.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
Oh my god. No, that song is horrible. Oh yeah, that song is bad.
But it fits this situation.
Everybody knows it.
They call me Crunchy. That's not my name.
No, I know it sounds horrible. Call me Maybe.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with that? The parody version of
it. Oh my gosh, I love the ICP theater of that song. It's so fun.
No, fuck.
That song is so dementia. At the very end, it turns out he's really watching the drummer, or the guitarist, or drummer, one of the two. Can't remember which.
Nobody cares, but hey.
What?
Nobody cares.
I care.
Well, we don't care because Carly Rae Jepsen's a fucking retard who's been shot in the head.
Yes, I know.
Just like your favorite rapper, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite rapper.
Along with his boy Drake. Nicki Minaj. Text.
I'm not texting. See?
Yeah,
I told you.
Eating your phone.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, actually, I was chewing on my phone.
See?
I really was.
What the fuck's up with the chicks nowadays? You got half of them eating their hatchet bands. You got that one bitch fucking eating her hands. And now you got her eating her.
And
don't
bring up the eating the hands thing, man. That girl will get angry.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to eat my hand. I literally just bit my hand.
I got a bear. I'm going to pull fucking George Lopez. Go sit on your hands.
I'm sitting on my hands.
Alright, we'll sit on them until they get numb and then smack you with them.
Alright. I really am sitting on my hands, bro.
Why are you hitting yourself?
I'm not hitting myself. Yeah, I'm not hitting myself.
And he's got the fucking Karate Kid 2 up on there. What the fuck?
What?
Okay, Nickelodeon 2 has got the fucking Karate Kid 2.
Okay.
You know, my hands are starting to hurt.
Good.
What? Your what hurts?
My hands.
Apparently our hands are starting to hurt from sitting on them.
Why does your hands hurt?
Because I've been sitting on them.
It's not really supposed to hurt. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
They're going numb.
There you go. Now that's what's supposed to happen.
My friend has a question for you guys.
You don't have an answer.
She's being a chicken.
Who's the only questions up on here?
What?
Who got some friends?
I said we don't like questions up on here.
She wants to hear. What is it?
Wait, there's somebody else.
Guilty of a netting game, my song.
No.
She really wants to hear the Yellow Bus one.
No.
She wants to hear your anthem?
No, she wants to hear the netting game.
No.
She said no.
She said please.
This is House of Metal. We'll be playing only metal and rock.
Come back tomorrow.
Hey, actually, you're off air. Thank you.
Come back tomorrow.
We may be off air, but it still counts as House of Metal.
This is your best friend.
I don't need a best friend.
She don't need a best friend.
She's like, I could be your best friend.
She said your word.
Come back tomorrow when it's not House of Metal.
She said no. You won't play it. She said she won't come back tomorrow if you won't play it.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's one more listener that you're gonna lose.
Wait, hold on. I think I got a fuck to give somewhere.
Huh?
Hold on. No, I must have misplaced it. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, consider the fact we're telling her to come back. Well, since we're telling her to come back tomorrow, which obviously means we'll be playing it tomorrow.
We'll play anything you want tomorrow.
It's almost tomorrow. Oh, it is tomorrow for us. It's tomorrow already for you.
Exactly.
Because for you, it's already 1.
31?
Yeah, there. Here, it's 11:15.
Yeah, so come back tomorrow and we'll play another game. Tonight, it's still House. Right now, it still counts as House of Metal.
Hey, she's not going to listen to Marvin.
Whatever.
That's one more listener you're losing.
Oh, my God.
Do you not get the point of House of Metal?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, but you're off air now, so that don't... Okay, play Five Finger Death Punch. Remember.
Well, we don't have Remember, but we do got Five Finger Death Punch up on the soundboard.
She wants to Remember.
Well, we ain't got that. We got on Xbox get uploaded by now. Maybe.
She holds up the middle finger.
Holding up the middle finger. Okay. I can so totally see that.
Well, now you... Now you sit on it and you rotate. Go ahead. You do that. You sit on her finger.
You know, I wonder if we're gonna figure out, Five Finger Death Punch did a track with Tech N9ne. We could technically play.
Since she cut you off as usual, what did you say?
I said, considering the fact Five Finger Death Punch did a track with Tech N9ne, that would actually count for House of Metal.
Uh oh. Loopholes.
So you tell us you want Five Finger Discipline featuring Tech N9ne. We could play that.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I wonder when people got to, you know, realize there are certain loopholes for certain tracks for House of Metal.
No, people don't know.
I mean, you know, because, you know, if they, you know, if they were to, you know, request House of Illusion by ICP, we could play that since it features Slash.
Dude, how about
this,
man?
She wants to hear Ecstasy.
Well, I don't care, but anyway... So, how about Venom Stay Dripping posted this photo, and it was a whole bunch of likes by Boo Bear.
Oh shit! She's caught on.
That's funny as hell, though, man. Like, she posted up a screenshot, a whole bunch of pictures that Boo Bear liked. Boo Bear likes fucking everything.
Yeah, that's fucking perfect.
But you know, she feels loved right now because she liked all her photos. But little does she know, she likes everybody's photos.
And maybe you should just worry about you. Don't worry about any of these little girls running around here. Don't worry about any of that shit. Fucking, like I said, climb out of this fucking stupid ass rut. Get back to normal.
Yeah, fuck that hoe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ghetto.
He said he liked you.
My bad. I didn't mean to butt into your conversation or anything. That's just
fucking. But where is your attitude to you right now? They say your clothes suck.
Well, thank you.
You guys are so smiling.
Oh, that's my fault.
people are still fucking post up on that one chick fucking comment.
It's all because of Destiny. It's her fault.
What? I heard Destiny and something else. I don't know.
It's your destiny.
What's my destiny?
Wait, I think it's funny how fucking the fact that Crazy White Girl, aka Bubbles, posted about that snobby little 16-year-old bitch. And then one of the comments she gets is, add me, let, or hit me up with a phone number. Of course, ghetto goes. People always find a way to try and hook up.
It's true, man. A girl can post about the stupidest thing in the world, and then some dude would comment it like, what up, baby, hit me up.
Like, what the fuck?
Somebody else just comment on that or something?
My name, Chaboy Neil. Go, Chaboy! You got that right.
You're an idiot. You're white.
David's an idiot.
We're not talking about David here.
David's a complete moron, but that's beside
it. Well, guess what, Ghetto? Candy Lit is no longer single. She is with Eddie Murphy.
I thought she was with Joshua Blizzard.
I could have sworn for Eddie Murphy.
Did you just ask him how that feels?
Yeah, you might as well call.
No, I said Brian is an asshole.
Not you, man. I was in the background, man. Is that two dudes talking to each other?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, that's about two dudes talking to each other.
I swear he said, how does that feel?
How does that feel? He heard you say, how does that feel?
And I'm
different times. And then man.
It's not like I could see what's going on, so.
That's hey,
yes, Brian is an idiot.
Because he starts to drink. and then he turns it into drowning in sorrows. I told him that you're not. No, I told him literally not. You are not allowed to touch the bottle while we drink. Fuck.
I don't
know.
Fuck it anyway. Point blank.
Shit no more. You know what? I'm going to buy whiskey just to rub it in your face. No, you're not drinking. No, you're not. You're really not.
You're going to buy my drink.
You know what? I'm going to buy a bottle of whiskey just for you.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to drop it down the stick in front of you. That's what I'm
going to
do.
You're not this is a real wonderful conversation. Shut up.
I mean, it's broke.
Me and him sat in here for a minute, and the dude on the phone said, fuck that hoe when I was talking about fucking that little
girl. Thank you, my nigga. Fuck that hoe, right?
Exactly. Fuck that hoe.
If she can't respect that man, like, if she can't talk to him like he's a man and not talk to him like,
he's a little boy.
Yeah, like, yeah, talk to him like he's some little boy. And
no,
fuck
hey,
that
hold on. Hey, I'm not always did, but she wasn't talking
until we got to talk to Havoc like he's a little kid.
What?
Hey, I told you, somebody calling you a bitch.
I think it's Havoc for Chinese food.
You was. Let me tell you. Don't even. I know what you're looking for. Don't even. I put you up. Maybe I'm talking to Chinese food. I'll take care of that right. You know, there is someone listening to you, you fucking genius.
He's not on there right now. I've already been in the
business. This is what we do, either or not.
He really is. Are you guys there?
No, we died.
It'll die, and I'm making Chinese food.
Yeah, build a school.
That just proved how fucking stupid that was.
Hold up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is Brian in the same state as you?
Is Brian in the what?
Oh, my God.
No, it's not. It's a plant.
Does Brian live in your state? There you, you go.
No!
So then you two can't be together.
We're not even together!
Yeah, that's why I saw that one post of you saying that you love him.
Uh-oh. Man, that shut her up.
And then after you get sleepy, you crash.
So, of course, people are still here in the Real House Boys of Utah.
Hungry.
Oh, no, you
I'm gonna put his ass in a hot dog eating contest. That way we can make some money.
Bet you can't beat that skinny Asian kid.
Get out.
Hey, look, man, there's a website nobody uses, man. Nobody uses ask.com.
I don't know. What other folks are talking about here? It's not a lot more entertaining than whatever gets talked on the Jersey Shore. And the Jersey Shore is an absolutely horrible show. Anybody who likes that shit needs to go down.
Man, you just about called it a movie, man. No, thank God it's not a movie.
That shit was a movie, man. I'd probably end up killing myself.
It'd probably be one of them stupid movies they put out in 3D.
Yeah, we don't need to see Snow fucking tits in 3D. I mean, be honest, yo, that shit's a nightmare. That shit's a nightmare in 2D. Fuck 3D.
But 2D. Speaking of which, D2 was on today.
Damn. My question is, exactly. Now, how are we supposed to get out of his room when we're not in his room?
Nigga, don't you know you gotta go through the wall? Like the Kool-Aid man. Like, oh, yeah. You're like, get out of my room. Like, I am out your room. Why can I still see you? What the fuck you do to my wall?
I'm so confused.
No.
Well, you wouldn't be confused if you just got out of his room.
Oh, that and plus if you weren't a Bond. Bonds get way too confused.
So what's the deal on that Chinese food? I don't know. Not over this way. Maybe over there.
Chinatown. They opened
25-8. So in other words, they're gonna drive to fucking New York to go to Chinatown.
I guess.
Let's go to New York.
You just go to Havoc's refrigerator.
That was a good one.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm actually in the middle of eating the last of my Chinese food.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to go to Havoc's room to steal his plate.
Go to a Japanese person's house. Or Chinese person's house, I mean.
Did you really just say Japanese person?
I'm going to... Japanese don't make me...
Right? What's the difference? They're right next to each other, too. Where are they?
I wonder if she realizes Japanese make sushi, not Chinese food.
What?
I said, I wonder if you realize Japanese don't make Chinese food, they make sushi.
They make Japanese food. But it's all the same to me.
Sushi is Japanese food. No. Chinese food and Japanese food are different.
They're the same to me, right?
Oh, they're actually really different. Especially the fact Chinese have a different style making their food, just Japanese have their own style making their food.
Oh my God.
Trust me, I'm a fat kid. I know my food.
Oh, great. Here goes another tired conversation right here. It's a conversation Havoc would jump in right here.
What conversation?
Talking about another tired conversation about how this girl who's a juggalid listens to Eminem.
Oh, it's that.
And some people have a problem with that. She listens to Eminem.
Yeah, apparently this girl says people got a problem with her because she listens to him.
That's on her.
Fuck her. Wow. And this person's watching the movie Hunger Games and it's making her sad.
That person the person watching the Hunger Games should be shot in the head.
I got a question. Are you guys like smoking right now? Because, I mean, you guys sound high as fuck. You sound like my type of people.
Man, if only you heard Havoc when he was high.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'd be scared out of their fucking mind if they heard me high.
Now, if you were here and you heard Havoc giggling like a little girl, then yes, we would be smoking right now.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. I'll take my fucking happy ass from fucking Connecticut to Utah. I'll get right on that.
Road trip.
I can guarantee you we got the best weed out here.
There you go, Havoc. Get in your car, drive here, then we'll drive there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't play with my emotions. I'll give you my address.
Don't play with my emotions.
You live in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Damn, Dylan, we got Cali, so we got some. Yeah, you feel me?
I thought you guys Utah, not Cali.
We're by Cali, not in Cali. I wish. And plus, I don't fuck with any of that fucking medical shit. I fuck with that Jamaican shit. The shit that puts you stuck on stupid and makes you think about quitting smoking.
You're fucking retarded.
I'm retarded. That's what this shit does.
Don't get it twisted. I ain't from Utah. I'm from Georgia, pimp. You feel what I'm saying? Since I've been out here, I've been introduced to some pretty crazy shit out here, and it's all right, you feel me?
Well, I mean, it makes kind of a lot of sense because you're friends with Destiny.
Well, technically, I just met her.
Well, you know her, I guess. Fair enough.
I guess if you want to say that, yeah, because tonight is my first. Actually, tonight is my first night meeting her. So if you want to say that, pretty much, I've known her for probably a couple hours. Yeah.
See that, man?
Yeah,
a couple probably. Hours, man. That's all you need.
Yeah, you know, sorry, like that. Couple hours, like, damn, that's horrible.
Advice? Run back to Georgia.
Huh?
You
thought
we're always bringing you back here.
I fucking came back and I don't know why.
Someone brings me back here to Utah.
Fuck that. It's my first time
coming
back in 6 years. I was born in the dragon, motherfucker. I was. I'm going to be dead. Baby. Oh, no. Damn. Yeah.
Apparently this girl is now a prostitute.
No, we're not.
Look, a butterfly.